Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. This is Sam. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey, do you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Mike. This is Sam from Arbertstein. How are you?
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Everything's fine. What about yourself?
I got my hands full right now. Can you hang on 1 second for me, please?
Sure. No problem.
Thank you. Sam, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. How are you, man? Everything's fine?
Great. Yeah. I was on the other line there. So let's go back to.
Hey, so did you read the content at all?
Yeah, I'd like to go over the content with you briefly.
Mm-hmm, sure.
We were. You know what? Let me just open that up. So I believe that there was a template that we were looking at that we agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
And why isn't that opening up? Bear with me. I'm sorry. I have
no problem.
I have multiple. I have over 47 tabs open.
Oh my god!
And there's one. Yeah, bear with me. And there's one. And there's one account here. So we were. Well, first let's talk with. Let's talk about the content. Then we can go back into.
Right, and
before
we talk about the content, right, I'm going to send you 3 more files of the content, which is blocks. We written for 3 blocks for you. That's what. Let me follow.
You're going to change it into 3 blocks?
No, I'm saying we are writing down 3 blocks for you as well. So I just share the file. Could you please have a look?
Okay, go ahead. Let me know when you're ready. You know what? I'm going to close some of these things I have open because.
Mm-hmm. I just emailed you. Just check you.
Oh, you just emailed me?
Yep.
All right, let's go to the email. Okay, I just got it now.
Mm-hmm.
And let's open this up.
Mm-hmm.
And why isn't this so it's taking the time? Okay. Man.
This is a trap, right? If you want to change the topic on something, you will let me know. I will write it down in the blog for that topic.
We're still opening up here. Okay, so this is LTL questions.
These are random three blocks our writers are writing down for you according to your services and according to the business nature.
Let's log back into teamwork. Okay, let's just preview what you have here. The shipping questions. Okay, five LTL shipping questions. Okay. Okay. Okay, so we'll review those. And what else did you have here? It was just the five.
Five.
No, where did I see the other ones? Let me go back to the files.
These are three. First is LTF. Second was tips on shipping food, ways to reduce shipping costs, and better manage your business. These are
better manage your business.
Yeah, these are three.
All right, this is just opening up. Let's preview that. Three ways to read this. Okay. All right, I'll run through that. And that last one was four tips on shipping. And let's preview that. It's not opening up. Just give it a second.
Oh, you can download it.
Yeah. It's going to take too much time to download it right now and opening it up. Okay, so I have it here. Four things. All right, so these right here, what I'm going to do is when we get off the phone, I'm going to review them. And we'll review them and update any changes that are needed. And what I'd like to do is go back to the original documents that you sent me. All right, so we have our shipping services, the flatbed, air, LTL, dray container, project freight specialist, and expedited freight.
Let's do one thing, right? We'll discuss the content that we... that you want to be really discuss with me, and after this call you will have time. You will review the all three blocks and you will share your feedback according to blocks.
Yeah, we're gonna have another discussion on after I review those other docs. I was actually pertaining to the homepage. The homepage content.
Yep.
Let me open this up here 1 second. Hold on, please. Hello?
After 12.
Hey, Sam, hang on 1 second, Sam, please. Hang on. Hello? I'm so sorry, Sam. I got 10 things going on.
Hey, I'm here. No problem. Are you there?
Sam, you still there? Did I lose you? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So originally we were talking about the homepage and the content for the homepage. That was the first thing you sent over on Friday. Can we go over that for a quick brief moment?
I just opened it.
Okay, so the what I have here is this content is going to go where those icons are, correct? All this content on the homepage is for that the flatbed icon, the air icon, the LTL?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Where was this content created from?
What do you mean by that? Was created from or something?
Was some content grabbed offline or some was created on your own? I'm trying to get a feel for where the content came from.
Actually, my content writer written the content for you, along with the research. The research on it, firstly, because according to your business, according to the form that you have, Jimmy and Jesse fill out for me, according to that form, my content writer research on it, and according to the research, I have written the content according to the services.
Now, with this right here, this content, how rich is this content?
How what?
Rich. How rich is this content? As in keywords, AdWords.
You're talking about the keywords.
SEO.
Keywords.
SEO.
I'm
talking about everything.
Yes, what happened, right? And this content, once you approve the content, right? So my content writing team, I will give the approval to my content writing team, and then they will add 15 to 20 keywords in this content, right? Optimize the keywords in this content. So what happened in the future, I will share with you the list of the keywords. So whenever you will be start the SEO or ads or anything else, right, in the future, so those keywords will help you out to get your website on the searches according to the content. So I will provide you the complete list of the keywords that we are what we have used in the website content. So it will be more helpful in the future to get your website on the searches.
Wouldn't it be beneficial that if the keywords were inside the content right now for approval?
Right now it's already integrated, optimized the content, but it's not highlighted. If you want me, so I can go ahead and highlight the keywords for you and share the another file, so you can easily relate it or easily see that.
I'm looking at the content right now, and just even the first paragraph, PGI Transport provides tools and technologies that can assist you in LTL truckload and parcel shipping demands. Our technology makes everything from finding carrier to monitoring your goods more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
What keywords are in that first paragraph? Carrier, technology. This is what I'm trying to understand.
Oh, okay. You are just asking me right now. It's already optimized in this content, entire content or not? Okay. What happened? Let me.
No, it's not.
Let me explain.
I'm sorry.
Let me explain the procedure. What happened? Right. First, we write down the draft, okay, and I will send you the draft as I sent you. Right. Once you approve the draft, so what happened next? The next step is that I will provide you the complete keyword list. Right. So once you approve the keywords list, then those keywords will optimize in this content. That this is a way.
Why aren't you doing that at the beginning?
Actually, why? Because we need to write down the content first, right, and draft. And once the clients approve that, right, the draft, and then we optimize the keywords in this content. So it will be more easier. What happened? Why we don't do it in the beginning? Why? Because what happened? Sometimes client doesn't like the content. So what happened, the keyword what we use, eventually they doesn't like those keywords as well. So that happens, right? So that's why we write down the content first for the website, right? Then once the clients approve that, then we will go ahead and optimize keywords in that content. So this is a way. This is the easiest way to get the content done and uploaded on the site with the optimized content. Yep.
One of the easiest ways to avoid this problem that you're having with scope creep with the content in the past is because of the documentation prior. The documentation that you got from Jesse and Jimmy, it really doesn't capture what they're looking for in the site, and as well as the keywords. The keyword structure should be placed with the writing, the editing of the content. The editing of the content and the keyword, the website is based. The reason why we have the content is for SEO.
Exactly.
That's the only reason we have. But my thing is that now we have to approve the content. Then you have to go back and say, okay, well, look, let's put the keywords in there. That should have been done from the beginning. The keywords should have been done on your part. And this is why I'm bringing it up. The keywords should have been done at the beginning when you are outlining of what the needs are for PGI. You should already research what those keywords are with developing the content.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we already researched on all the things, right? And the content writer team have the complete keywords list, right, according to the website, according to your website, like 15 keywords or 20 keywords is already there, right? That's why I'm saying that once you approve the content, so everything is ready. Once you approve that, then we will go ahead and optimize it within 24 hours and 48 hours. You will have the next file along with the content optimized keywords in their content, in that content. It's already done.
I'm listening. Okay, I have a quick. I have a little issue right now that I need to solve. I have a problem that I need to take care of. Can I call you back in 20 minutes at this number?
Of course. No problem. If you can, no problem.
If you give me 1 second here, let me double check your.
Sure. Take your time. I can hold the line for you.
Holding the line may not work. Give me your direct number real quick.
This is a company number. You can call on this number, I will get your call. No problem.
What is the number?
I'm saying this is the same number. This is the company number where I'm calling from. You can call on the same number. No problem.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. You called by cell and it says spam. It doesn't say who you are.
Okay, as you can write it down, it's 877.
Okay. 877.
291.
291.
6606.
I appreciate your time. Can you give me like 15 minutes and I'll call you right back, 20 minutes?
Oh, sure, no problem. Take your time. We're no issue.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate you. Give me a minute, I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Thank you.